This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's begin today with allegations of voter fraud in New Hampshire. President Donald Trump has stirred controversy again by saying that if not for widespread voter fraud, he would have won the popular vote, which Hillary Clinton carried by more than 3 million ballots. And this latest charge involves the Granite State, where Hillary Clinton won by nearly 3,000 votes last November, and Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte lost to Maggie Hassan by just 743 votes. In a meeting last Thursday with senators to talk about Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch, Trump claimed that he and Ayotte would have both won in New Hampshire if not for thousands of people who were brought in on buses from neighboring Massachusetts to vote illegally. Now, voting experts have said there's no evidence to support Trump's claim, but he won't drop it. Yesterday on ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos pressed Stephen Miller, a senior Trump advisor on the issue. So here's Miller.
Go to New Hampshire, talk to anybody who's worked in politics there for a long time. Everybody's aware of the problem in New Hampshire with respect to
I'm asking you as the White House senior I'm asking you as the White House senior policy advisor. The president made a statement saying he was the victim of voter fraud, people being bused from Massachusetts to New Hampshire. Do you have any evidence?
Miller did not have any evidence, but he said people in New Hampshire know this is a problem, so let's turn to one of those people. Former state rep Stephen Stepanek was co-chair of Donald Trump's presidential campaign in New Hampshire, and he joins us now. Stephen, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the president says Massachusetts voters drove up to New Hampshire by the busload to vote illegally in this past election. Do you think he's right?
To a large extent, he is. We have very, very lax voter laws here.
So I want to ask you about those. I'm going to let you explain those laws, but I just want to stick with that first question that George Stephanopoulos was trying to get Miller to respond to. I mean, do we have evidence that this happened?
I believe we do.
Okay. So tell me what that is.
Well, basically, we have what is called same-day registration here in New Hampshire. We have very lax domicile laws. And I've coined the phrase, if you're in the New Hampshire state of mind, you can come up to New Hampshire and vote. And essentially what that means is you have to just state that you feel that you want to live in New Hampshire and have a domicile for a day, and you can vote in New Hampshire under the way the courts have interpreted our domicile laws.
But isn't there a difference between a system that might invite fraud and saying there is actual evidence that that busloads of people came up?
Well, if you let me finish, I will get to that point. And that point is that in the process of doing same-day registration, you come in and you have to show identification. And we had thousands of people who showed up with Massachusetts licenses as identification. But we also had a very significant number of people who didn't have identification and didn't have any kind of evidence that they had any domicile within New Hampshire. And in those situations, what we do is we take an affidavit from those people in which they swear they are who they say they are and that they are, in fact, domiciled in New Hampshire. And they give the address that they're domiciled at. And then they are given the opportunity to vote. They're not given a provisional ballot like happens in a lot of other states. They are allowed to vote, and their vote is cast. And at that point, there's no way to take it back. Now, what's happened is the Attorney General's office is then required to send out a certified letter to those addresses to make sure that those people have, in fact, live where they say they live. And we've had literally thousands of those certified letters coming back as undeliverable. Now, the Attorney General's office is so overwhelmed with the number of letters coming back that they can't investigate them.
Right. Because as you know, you're
on the surface.
Because let me just jump in here, because as you know, your Secretary of State's office has also denied or challenged the idea of this, saying there's no evidence of thousands of fraudulent voters in New Hampshire on Election Day.
Well, that's because he hasn't investigated it to determine that. I mean, he's got thousands of certified letters from people who filled out affidavits that came back as undeliverable to addressee.
Okay.
Now, if you don't investigate that, then there's no evidence, clear-cut evidence, that there's fraud.
Right. But what do you say, finally, what do you say to people? And there are many who have studied this issue across the country. I've talked to a bunch of these people. They say there is simply no evidence of widespread voter fraud anywhere in the country. There are isolated cases, but not in the numbers that the president has claimed. And these are findings by people who have really made it their life's work to study elections. What do you say to the to this point?
All I can do is comment on New Hampshire. And in New Hampshire, there appears on the surface to be significant irregularities with our voting system. And that is one of the things that now Governor Sununu has pledged to bring forth legislation to correct. If you don't investigate irregularities, you don't find voter fraud. And that's been the case here in New Hampshire. We have not investigated, and therefore we have not found.
All right. I'm going to leave it right there. That's former New Hampshire State Rep Stephen Stepanek, who served as New Hampshire State co-chair for the Trump campaign. Stephen Stepanek, thank you very much for your time. We're very grateful.
Thank you very much.
Now, we spoke to Bill Gardner, New Hampshire's Secretary of State, about this. He told us there are lots of protections in place to guard against voter fraud. He also said in the last election cycle, less than 0.1% of voters did not have acceptable identification. So let's get some more reaction, this time from Fergus Cullen. He's the former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party, a longtime critic of Donald Trump. He did not support him for president, and he's been tweeting up a storm. Here's what he tweeted today. I will pay $1,000 to the first person proving that even one out-of-state person took a bus from Massachusetts to any New Hampshire polling place last election day. Fergus Cullen joins us now from Manchester. It's good to have you back on Radio Boston, Fergus.
Thank you, Anthony.
So what's your reaction to what you heard Stephen Stepanek saying there, talking about what sounds like a very lax system of voter laws in New Hampshire?
Well, Steve's got a point about we do have very lenient voter registration laws here, but that's different than what the president and Stephen Miller claimed the other day, which is that hundreds or thousands of people are being bussed in from Massachusetts in some kind of vast conspiracy to commit fraud on an enormous scale. You can say that New Hampshire's laws about same-day registration are lax. I happen to agree with Stephen on that point. But that doesn't mean that casting a vote that way is illegal, and it certainly doesn't rise to the level of fraud. And that's what the president is suggesting.
Yeah, he is suggesting that, and he's suggesting even more than that, that he should have, if not for that lax system and the fraud that he alleges took place, that he would have won New Hampshire, that Maggie Hassan would have been defeated by Kelly Ayotte. Is there any conceivable way to sort of make the link from that lax system to the kinds of numbers of fraudulent votes that would have been required to upset the outcome?
No, absolutely not. It's delusional. I mean, Senator Ayotte herself is not alleging that the election was robbed from her. It was a tightly contested election. She was defeated by only about 1,000 votes, and I regret that. I mean, I was a Kelly Ayotte supporter, and the election for president was close, too. Hillary Clinton carried New Hampshire by some 3,000 votes. But, you know, it's, of course, very telling that in the same time we had voters electing a Republican governor in New Hampshire, electing Republican majorities in the legislature. So, you know, if you're going to believe what the president and Stephen Miller are alleging, you would have to also think, what, these voters didn't also vote for other Democrats down the ballot? Is it not also possible that some people who are relatively newcomers to New Hampshire cast ballots for Trump and for AI? It's just preposterous. And, you know, this idea of buses, I need to focus on that because that is the shibboleth brought up election cycle after election cycle. And yet somehow no one has produced a shred of evidence, no pictures of a bus at any of the some 400 precincts in New Hampshire, despite having, you know, hundreds of thousands of people voting, election workers at each one of these, people from both campaigns, Democrats and Republicans, at every polling place. Nobody snapped a picture of one of these alleged magic buses. And it's just preposterous. And for the president and his spokesman to be alleging this is really a disservice to voters. They're trying to delegitimize an election, which he won, It's just crazy.
Is that your biggest concern about this, Fergus Cullen, that continuing to make allegations that there was widespread voter fraud delegitimizes the entire system?
Well, you know, if people can be misled or believe conspiracy theories about something as relatively unimportant as whether, you know, some votes were cast improperly in a state like New Hampshire, you know, what other conspiracy theories and what other delusions might they also entertain about things that are far more significant? That, I think, is the bigger concern to me.
Yeah. We heard Stephen Stefanik, though, talking about those voter affidavits. I mean, does the fact that a number of these affidavits bounce back, essentially aren't linked to a real address, does it lend some credence to this idea that there are at least some voters who are abusing the system, in your view?
Oh, well, there's a difference between abuse and breaking the law. And people have a right to vote. They only get to cast one. So if somebody were to vote in, say, two different communities or in two different states on the same day, that would be a problem, and they would almost certainly be caught and face significant penalties for that. Again, part of what the president is alleging here is that lots of people were willing to take that risk and face those kinds of consequences for the purpose of casting a ballot. You know, and Stephen Miller the other day said that anyone who's worked in New Hampshire elections knows this to be going on. No, it's completely the opposite. Everyone who has really worked in New Hampshire elections knows that this doesn't happen, at least in terms of buses. We did have a case a couple of years ago where campaign workers happened to be working for Democrats, all listed as their address, the home of a Democratic state senator from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Her name is Martha Fuller Clark. She was hosting a bunch of campaign workers, and most of them just disappeared after the election. Okay, that's obviously a flaw in the law, you know, so fix the law. But that doesn't mean that they violated the law, and it certainly doesn't rise to the level of fraud.
All right. Well, that's Fergus Cullen, former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party and now principal of Fergus Cullen Communications. Fergus, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Anthony.
And listeners, stay with us. Coming up, should child care be a public right? And what would that look like? Stick with us. We're going to take your calls. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.